This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, March 16th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Ali Saleh Kala Al-Mari sat for years in a military brig in South Carolina, the only domestically detained enemy combatant. The Bush administration used Al-Mari to test a legal theory aimed at keeping suspected terrorists in military prisons indefinitely. The Obama administration has reversed that policy and has moved Al-Mari into civilian courts. But what will stop future presidents from reversing the policy again? Nothing, says David Ritgers, a legal policy analyst at the Cato Institute. Cato co-authored an amicus brief at the Supreme Court supporting Al-Mari's challenge to his military detention.
Al-Mari is a foreign national. He was an exchange student at Bradley University, and he was picked up by the FBI right after 9/11. The FBI investigated him and discovered significant evidence that he was involved with Al-Qaeda and was ready to prosecute him on that evidence. The Bush administration then decided to dismiss or ask for the charges to be dismissed with prejudice, meaning that they could not be refiled in the future, and moved him into military detention at a naval brig in Charleston, South Carolina.
To take the most cynical possible view of why the Bush administration did what it did, we want to take this person out of civilian hands into a military system and make it virtually impossible to bring him to justice outside of a military system?
Well, he would just remain in detention. This is creating this legal cul-de-sac where we can have military detention domestically. Within the United States, captured in the United States, held in the United States, which is not something that a lot of civil libertarians are a fan of, to put that lightly. And the reason that they picked Al-Mari is just as you would pick a sympathetic plaintiff to use to sue to overturn a law, if you want to keep a law in effect or policy in effect, you would look for an unsympathetic defendant. And Al-Mari is as unsympathetic as you can get. The hearsay declaration, the RAP declaration, filed by an intelligence official, states that he met with senior membership of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and was told to get into the country by September 10th of 2001 or to forget about executing his plan. They cracked email conversations between Al-Mari and Hassawi, who was an Al-Qaeda financier, cracked the code in those messages, and on his laptop he had a more than casual interest in poisons in terms of files and data. So he is the test case to keep this policy open. The Supreme Court granted certiorari to his appeal. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals had said that he could continue to be held as an enemy combatant, but remanded on some more thorough process, finding him an enemy combatant. The Supreme Court then took the case, signaling, I think, to most observers of the court that they were going to invalidate the practice of domestic detention by the military.
What in the Supreme Court's recent history indicates to you that it will go this direction?
Well, with the Boumediene decision in 2008, we saw that the writ of habeas corpus was extended, or at least affirmed to extend, to Guantanamo Bay. There was a lot of argument about whether it reached Guantanamo Bay, but I'm quite certain that the writ of habeas corpus reaches South Carolina. So I think that that taking this case was a signal that the court was going to invalidate this policy. Since then, the Obama administration said that they were reviewing the policy and then subsequently decided to move him back into civilian court, and they are now filing fresh charges and planning to prosecute him in a federal court.
Where does the Obama administration stand otherwise on the issue of detentions with regard to the previous Bush policies?
Well, a comprehensive policy review is still forthcoming, but his nominees in their confirmation hearing said that military detention overseas can and will continue. And that is a position that's in keeping with the traditions of the law of land warfare. There's currently pending a handful of detainees appeal to a district court in the District of Columbia challenging their detention. And these are not what I would consider battlefield captures. These are what I would call intelligence captures, that they were taken into custody in some other country based on intelligence, not because they were running around with a rifle in the middle of a gunfight. And those cases are the harder cases, and I think those are the ones that will be the focus of court decisions in the future.
David Ritgers is a legal policy analyst at the Cato Institute. You can read Cato's brief in support of Al-Mari's challenge to his military detention at cato.org.